Chris Hawkins
on Six Music.
Richard Armitage has been in close-up all this week. So Richard, lead roles in North and South, Robin Hood, Vicar of Dibley, and now playing a spy who spent the last 8 years in a Russian prison in Spooks. Can you give us an idea of what it's like filming a show like Spooks?
Spooks is unique in a way that the scripts are rewritten on a daily basis, really. You get, I think as the news changes, there were a few instances where things were happening in the media and it would go into the script as a rewrite. And it's normal on most shows, but on Spooks it's particularly vivid for me. And actually you have to embrace the fact that your script is going to change all the time. But it means that the show is as current as it can possibly be. And, you know, another thing that strikes, you know, comes to mind is that we do most of our own stunts, so we're very involved with the physicality of the show. You know, you don't walk away and allow a stuntman to step in, so it feels quite visceral, you know, and you work on streets that aren't locked off, so you're moving amongst real people, real public.
Did you get to go to Thames House at all as part of your research? The real Thames House?
No, but we did meet with an agent from the CIA and the FSB to have a, you know, question and answer session about their experiences of spying, and that was very interesting.
And what does the rest of the year hold for you, Richard?
I've got a little bit more Robin Hood to do, and then I'm taking a little bit of a break and I'm going to go skiing.
And will we see you back in Spooks next
series? Hopefully, yes. If we're lucky enough to go again, then Lucas North will definitely be back.
I'm so excited to have spoken to you this week. A final question for you as part of our close-ups this week, Richard. The most recent album you've bought, what are you listening to at the moment?
I've just bought Keane, Perfect Symmetry, and I haven't bought it on vinyl, unlike the rest of my record collection. No, it's definitely, that's my new album.